Hallelujah. Yeah, you'd think I ran clear across town breathing that hard, wouldn't you? Praise the Lord. So, God is good. No, there's no argument against that truth. And we should always reveal his goodness. And so, we're going to talk about change, changing and changed. Because because the other night we were watching Dutch Sheets 15, Giving 15, and he was talking, you know, we've been continually, if you watch it, talking about billions of souls. Revival in the land. People coming to know the Lord. I think that that's wonderful that in Kansas, at a seminary, Kentucky. We'll start with a K. Thank you, honey. Kentucky. Revival broke out at Asbury Seminary. And as I said, you know, they are in the process of voting on whether abominable things are approvable or not. And they aren't. And I think it's wonderful that God just said, hey, I'll give you a little influence here. I'll give you a little opportunity to think here. And you know, he gives us all of those things too. He gives us opportunities to think. He gives us opportunities. Everyone has an opportunity. Everyone has a promise of salvation. It is promised to a whosoever. Whosoever. But with that promise of salvation comes an opportunity to be changed. We have to desire God, and then we need to desire to be changed, and we need to desire to be changed in anything that needs changing. Because we will find things ourselves. When I knew that I needed to be saved, I wanted to be saved. And once I was saved, I knew that I needed to change. And of course, I had an advantage in that I had lots of stuff that were obvious that needed to change. Some people are just really good, and it's hard for them to find things that need to be changed, but I didn't have that problem. And so big things changed. And they changed not because God said, you better change, it's because I said, God, change me. These things need to change. I need to change. Some things were just so simple and so easy, and after so much change in such a short period of time, you would think. The only problem is he keeps finding things. I keep finding things. And when I change something, I find that it can be changed more. That he can fine-tune it. Last week, Vicki mentioned that the light was out above the shower. That, to a smart man, indicates that she thinks it needs a bulb. Being a smart man, sometimes, I remembered that and I was going to change the bulb. Now, I had further plans just in case it wasn't just the bulb, that I might need to check the switch. I knew it wasn't the breaker because everything else was there. But I mean, I was relatively sure that because the other light in the bathroom worked, that we had power. And so I took the fixture off of the bulb, assuming then that it must be the bulb. Now I realize this is elementary. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out to do this. And I went and I got a bulb. And I put the bulb in, and the bulb worked. But the bulb didn't work because the bulb wouldn't fit the fixture. So I had to go down and look through other bulbs and find another bulb that was a little bit shorter that would fit the fixture. I did honestly think about, well, if it doesn't fit the fixture, I just leave the cover off of it and we'll still have light in the shower. But I didn't think that would probably be the best way to fix it. Because remember, I said I'm a smart man. And I live with a particular wife. I mean, after all, she did marry me. Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah, she's a smart woman. But anyway, and so I put it in, and so I needed light, but I thought about that. I didn't think about that. God just started me thinking about that if we follow the Holy Spirit, we are the light of the world, but he can guide the light that we shine. Because one size doesn't fit all, you know. Just because you tell one person about one part of your testimony and it works doesn't mean that that's the one that's always going to work. But it's a good one to try. If nothing else, the bulb that didn't work showed me that the whole fixture worked and I just needed a bulb that would fit. Most importantly, though, we did need light. And if I couldn't have found another bulb, that light would have worked for a time. Always shine your light. Always shine your light. Be aware of our need to shine the light. To reveal the fullness of the Godhead boldly. Because the power is always present. There is no circuit breaker on the power of God. We don't have to be concerned about whether or not the power is there. The power is there. The power in the presence of God is there. Unchanging. The Holy Spirit, who we might call the switch, works. He turns on revelation. He turns on guidance. He turns on wisdom. So it's there. So you've got the power and you've got it switched on. The only other factor in the whole thing is the light, the bulb. And you are the light of the world. God doesn't miss it. Holy Spirit doesn't miss it. We might miss it. We do miss it. But we don't want to miss it. Just like when we know that we need to be saved, we want to be saved. But with that, we must desire to change. And I think you know that there's always change in the air. Jesus once, remember, he told them, he said, you know, you see the signs in the sky and you understand that, but you don't understand this. People will say, I feel a change in the weather. My knee hurts. I've never experienced my knee telling me about the weather, but I believe that people know what they're talking about when they say that. Something's changing. Well, when you get up in the morning, something's changing. When you go to bed at night, something's changing. When you're sound asleep, something's changing, and that something should be you, should be me. Change. Changing. Change. There's been a change in your life. I tell the people at the jail all the time, look, when you receive Christ, things are going to change. That doesn't mean you're going to change. You got to decide to change, but things are going to change. Bless you. Things are going to change because how you feel about things that need to change is going to change. How easily you can just exalt yourself against the knowledge of God is going to change. It's just not the same anymore. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes the change is offered and the change isn't taken. I have two different gals that I've known for probably most of the time that I've been going to the jail. And I've ministered to them out of jail, and I've ministered to them in jail. and then in jail, and then in jail, and out of jail. And all the time, I just keep praying for the change to take place. And the two that come to my mind, the change has taken place. And everything that they knew about but had not yet changed with that change. Because, see, it's been working. It's been working. God's been working. God does amazing, amazing things. I told you that young gal yesterday. I mean, here's the deal. At 3 o'clock, Mrs. Saul called and said, "Are you coming?" I said, "Yes." I wasn't there yet, of course. My phone was not with me, so my phone didn't give me an alarm. So, duh, I was doing other stuff. God tried to tell me. I think I looked at the clock in plenty of time, but it doesn't make any difference. Got there, and when I get there, I don't know. They got a different sound system, and it don't work. And I was trying to get it to work, and trying to get it to work, and trying to get it to work, and talking to my dear friends, and had a full house. It was wonderful. They were just awesome, and they put up with me and my being late, and they put up with that not working. Finally, I said, "We ain't going to use that. I'm just going to be loud." And God talks the most wonderful things to them. They aren't old people to just give them a couple of songs and leave. No. They are people who need to know the deep things of God. And they take them in. Well, yeah, but they probably don't remember them. That's not up to me. If they get them in, it's good, okay? It's good. They deserve the best. Or at least the best I can give them. They do. But also in that group was our youngest person in the room. And God spoke right straight into her heart. And I didn't know what he was saying to her. And I didn't know why she was back there weeping. But I didn't want to look at her because I was going to cry with her. God met her need. And he gave me the opportunity to meet her need. And he got me there to meet her need. And I'm looking forward to, I don't know what. But I'm looking forward to more opportunity. We have opportunities all the time, folks. Because God's changing people all the time. All we need is a desire to change. We need that desire. We need to have, you know, I mean, we just need to have that. It was not the end of the world when the bulb didn't fit the fixture. It's like a couple more trips up and down the stairs. That's good for me. You know, it's not like throw the bulb on the floor and say, "Tough, shower in the dark." No. It's like there's another opportunity. It's not the end of the world if you witness to somebody and they don't fall down and have you pray for them to be saved. You have sown a seed. You have sown a seed. A seed for which our Savior felt it was worthy to bleed. He has sowed something, and he can do anything with that. And he shouldn't have to sow all the seeds. That's why he's got us to sow the seeds. You see, that's part of the change that comes with salvation is we want everybody to know. We do. We just, you know, I mean, it's a change. And the best way to change and to stay changed and to stay strong is to keep speaking the truth. To remember, to remind yourself and remind others, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Because somebody might say, "What is that?" And to them I can say, well, I know part of it. I don't know all of it. I don't know the fullness of my redemption. It's one of those Bible words. It's one of those Christianese words. Redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Can I be honest and say, I still don't entirely get being washed in the blood. I mean, I know I'm washed in the blood, and I know that the blood of Jesus has set me free, but, you know, I'm not so smart to think I know everything about it, but I'll take it. I'll take it. I will take whatever God offers me, whether I fully understand or not. You see, we were watching that show, and I just clearly heard God said, change. And I didn't have the slightest idea what he was talking about, really. But I knew it was enough that I wanted to punch it into my Evernote so I wouldn't have to be laying awake at night going, what was that word you said, Lord? So I guess I changed right there. I got the note in before I could forget it. But even as I was going through the effort to get to it and get to add a note and type in change so I would have change, in that little bit of time, God gave me a capsule so that I could understand what he was talking about. You see, God doesn't just want everybody saved. He wants us to change. Because he knows what the change will do for us. Do you know? Do you know? Do you ever say to yourself, Roger? No, don't say Roger. Use your own name. You need to change your attitude. Do you ever catch yourself in a great success of not saying what you're thinking? What a change that is, huh? Yeah. And do you ever find yourself, after you don't say what you think, continuing to think down that same road, but real proud of yourself that you're not saying it? Okay, I'm the only one that does that. But the truth of the matter is that change feels good. It feels good to change. On one night or the other, Friday, I guess it was, because we had watched that, and Dutch on his Giving 15 said, I hope you can join us for this prophets meeting, and we didn't even know about it, but we thought, well, we'll watch that, you know, and it was good. It was good. But it's always funny, you know, because if you watch Giving 15, Dutch just reads the articles and, you know, doesn't too often, you know, get too filled with enthusiasm once in a while. But we watched him preach once before. He gets a little revved up. He just doesn't. And anyway, so he's preaching, and while he's preaching, he said, if you're wondering if this is really me, this is me. If you only watch me on Giving 15, you probably think I'm pretty laid back. But the Holy Ghost does amazing things to people. He changes. He changes. And it isn't just his personality that changes. It's the power of the word that changes. See, God changes things. He changes things. He changed the whole dining room at the nursing home for that little girl. Well, she's not a little girl. She's a senior in high school. And she's not from here, so you won't figure out who she is. And I won't either. But, you know, I mean, God does that. And let me tell you that he's doing that for you too. He's doing that. He's changing things. But sometimes we're so set in what we're thinking about that we won't see the change. You know, I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading it for the joy of the Lord. In other words, I'm going to make a change. Well, the Bible says that weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hey, why not get a head start? Well, I don't feel like it. I don't care. Change it. Change it, because God offers you the change. He offers you the change. When I was a kid, they advertised you could get change back from your dollar at McDonald's. There's nothing you can get change back from your dollar now at McDonald's. It just don't happen. But if you did then, you waited for your change. You did, didn't you? You waited for your change. And if you didn't wait for it, you maybe had a parent that said, "Where's the change?" We have a parent now that sometimes, if we listen, we might hear him say, "Where's the change?" You know? Where's the change? Sometimes in a given circumstance, a given situation, you know, we might experience a change and have a great victory. And then we run into the same situation again, and we might come away from thinking, "Where's the change? I had that covered. I had that covered. I got to do it better." Whatever it is, I don't know. You understand, we all have those things. What we need to know, and what we, I'm not going to say, "Well, we should know because we're so mature in the Lord." I'm saying we need to consider, if we already know it, we need to consider it and think, "Wait a second. I have the power of God. I have the Holy Spirit to switch it on. I am the light of the world. Something's got to change. Something's got to change." You know? "Change me, O Lord, and I will be changed. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed." Whatever it is, you see, it's call upon the Lord because the Lord is there. Call upon Him while He is near. When's He near? All the time. All the time. And He has already planned the change. He's already planned the fullness of the change. There's already the fullness scenario for your life. It's all there. We could wander there, or we could wander there, or we could wander away. We could, you know, you just never know. But He still sees His best plans for us. He does. "I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans, well, they were good plans, but they're kind of fading away. I'm doing my best for you, but I don't know." No, they're plans for good. They're plans to keep you from harm. They are, "I got the plans, I've got the change, I've got the way." They're shaky future, but you know, we might get you there. No, it's a plans for a future. Don't ever lose your hope. "For the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty." He's mighty. But the best thing that we can do to accelerate and facilitate those changes is to desire change. And to desire eyes to see and a heart to understand, to recognize when change is needed. Whether it happens to be something we prefer or not. Because the rewards are great. I actually believe, and I'm pretty sure, I didn't run this past Vicky, but I think that smaller bulb that I put in the bathroom must have a higher wattage. I think the light's better. She concurs, it is better. The change was a good one. And the same is true for our lives. We are being changed from glory to glory. That's what God has in store for us. Good plans. Don't give up plans. Press on plans. Hebrews 4 starts with, therefore, since God in His mercy has given us this new way, we never give up. We never give up. Because the Lord, in His mercy, has given us a new way. Isn't it silly if people just want to get saved and not bother with a new way? You know? Well, now I'm saved. A person who says, now I'm saved, but they don't have any desire for a new way, they don't have any desire for change, they will have a little addition to, I'm saved, I hope. They will have the qualifying of, nobody knows for sure. But they hope so. I want to tell you, I do not hope I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved, and I know everybody can know for sure. And so if someone has asked the Lord into their lives, I know they're saved because He said, whoever calls upon me will be saved. But if they don't change, they don't have confidence, they have a hope so. Everybody needs a know so. K-N-O-W, know so. With my life laid down, I've surrendered now. Lord, I give you everything. Lauren Daigle's song says, now I'm taking everything I have and I'm laying it at your feet. You have all my failures, Lord, and you have all my victories. There is something very, very big about coming to the cross. Something very big about crying out to the Lord, change me. Something very big about saying, and lead me in a way that's everlasting. Now, we know that, and other people need to know that, and people need to see the results of that by the wattage of our bulbs. You know? I mean, I will grant you that sometimes I know what I'm thinking, and I know that the Holy Spirit just dims it a tiny bit. Careful, you know. Bob Dylan said everybody must get stoned. I say everybody must get saved. And I know that God is able to save them anywhere and everywhere. And I just want to be cooperative with the Lord. I will not compromise. I will not compromise what the Word of God says. I will not. Today on the Super Bowl, there's going to be a Jesus commercial that says He gets us. You know? And I pray for that commercial. I pray that people will understand He gets us. But He don't leave us. He doesn't leave us unchanged. He would that everyone be saved. But He would also that everyone would recognize the things that need to change. It's a demonic spirit that tries to cloud over the changes that people need to take. It's a demonic spirit that says, oh, you don't have to. Surely God understands. You know? Yes, he does. He understands better than anybody. And he says, will you be made whole? Let's take our change. Let's keep changing until one day we will be changed. Not till we're there in his presence. We will always be in a process of being changed and transformed by the renewing of our mind. But let's not let go of zeal for the house of God and the desire that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Change me, Lord. Change me. You know, don't be so selfish as to want to keep your own way when God's way has something better for you. Don't fall for those little lies of the enemy that says, well, you know. I know who my Redeemer is. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving us greater understanding. Thank you for giving us discernment. Now, God, grant us a willing spirit to sustain us and to make us cooperative to every opportunity to change and to shine. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.